The next patient is Joseph Gruny. The last name is G-R-U-N-Y. Joseph is the first name, J-O-S-E-P-H. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A, which is actually borderline. This patient has a laboratory workup that was done the 29th of August of the year 2023, in which the serum creatinine is 1.5, the BUN23 and the estimated GFR is 43 mL per minute with the sediment that is completely negative. There is no evidence of proteinuria, period. We know that this patient has bilateral nephrolithiasis that has been demonstrated with the imaging, and that this nephrolithiasis could be playing a role in the interstitial nephritis and making, along with the arterial hypertension and the peripheral vascular disease, a case of nephrosclerosis, period. Number two, the patient has been complaining of a shortness of breath, walking very short distances, no more than 100 feet. This patient used to be a smoker, quit 40 years ago. However, he has been coughing, he has a phlegm production, and is short of breath, was recently seen by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, the cardiologist, and was given a good report. Period, I am going to suggest to Dr. Ware to refer the patient to a pulmonologist to see if we can improve his general condition. Following number, the patient has pain in the left knee that is attended by Dr. Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z, and the patient has pain in the back. He says that he has been under the care of Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A. Whether or not he is going to do procedures on Mr. Bruny is unknown. Following number. Arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 119 over 61, and the patient remains in the same body weight of 193, period. I insist that the quality of his life is impaired by the poor functional capacity of the lungs that have to be evaluated, period. We invested 10 minutes in the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.